Now, the comparisons between Joseph and Daniel, there are seven that we came up with. Number one, both were taken away from their homeland and family at a young age in a slave and servant position. And what it is, whenever is about 5 or 6 years ago, we covered the first two books, chapters of the book of Daniel, and then after that, then we went to Genesis chapter 37 and started with the life of Joseph. And so this was all fresh on our mind at the time. And as we were covering Joseph, Mother and I were started to talk about it, and we noticed all these comparisons. So that's how this chart came about. So both were taken away from their homeland and family at a young age in a slave or servant position. Number two, both were able to live in a royalty's dwelling. Number three, both were prophets because God directly communicated with them. Number four, God gave both interpretations of rulers' dreams. So told them what the rulers' dreams were and how the correct understanding or interpretation of them. Did that both Joseph and Daniel. Number five, both were put in positions of power second to the king, with Daniel being the chief administrator of the wise men, and Joseph being second to the king himself. Number six, Joseph saved his biological family, which included the Messiah's lineage, Judah, Joseph's brother, and Daniel saved all of the wise men from being eliminated, which was the group he became chief administrator over. And both of these events occurred through the providence of God. So Joseph ended up saving his biological family, which included the Messiah's lineage, which was through one of his brothers, Judah. And Joseph understood this after all of this went down. He said, "Now I see that y'all did not do this out of meanness, but this was actually the providence of God for this very time frame with this famine, because our whole family would have been wiped out if y'all had not sold me into slavery. So what y'all meant for evil, God meant for good." And then the seventh thing that we came up with, both stood for righteousness and against sin. Joseph said, "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" Genesis 39:9. And Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself by eating unclean meat. And as a result, that was a here in a young adolescent time frame, they were going to, and not just eat meat, they were going to feed him unclean meat, pork, I think mainly, but no, I don't know what other kind of unclean foods. But Daniel and his three friends had a strong constitution, they had great upbringing, and they put their lives on the line that very, very few people in history have had to do, and I would say hardly any in the United States today. None of us have to put our lives on the line standing for what we believe in. But he did, and his three friends did at a young age, and the compromise that Daniel came up with whoever was over the wise men at the time, whoever was over him, said, "Well, I tell you what, why don't we do this? We will live off of vegetables and not eat any of this unclean meat, and you just see how we do. And if we can thrive, and if we don't just shrivel up and we're not able to perform, then you'll know that we can do this. But now if we faint and we have no strength, and because we're vegetarians, well then we'll handle that situation later." Well, and they thrived and If I remember right, the way that the wording is in the text, that God helped strengthen them, and they did much better than before when they were even eating the clean meats. And so that I feel like God probably had a hand in that. And then, so their handlers and teachers were saying, well, they're doing much better, so there's no reason for us to force them to eat these unclean meats. And then also these were meats that were sacrificed to false gods. So there were all kind of problems, but Daniel stood strong, as well as he stood strong against Potiphar and Potiphar's wife and the false accusations. Both of those had great hard circumstances come up early on in their young lives that they came through valiantly, and God benefited and blessed them for doing that. So I think we will end there, and Lord willing, we have 15 different ones, and I don't know how many. We've probably covered 4 or 5 here, and so we probably have about in the neighborhood of 10 more. So we'll continue, Lord willing, next week to finish these up.